Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world right now listening to this. Hello and welcome. Thank you very much. My name is Paul Bars from paulbars.com and .com.au. I'm really pleased that you've taken the time to actually get this far through this special report. We're past the halfway mark. And you know, for your customers, if they get to this point and they're still on your website, well, they're past the halfway mark as well. Now it is time to actually start doing something with them to help them fulfill their purpose, to provide to them the information that they're after using lead capture technologies. Now, there's nothing new in this. I would hope that every business owner, I know it's not the case, but I would hope that every business owner over the last 20, 30, 50, 100 years has been using lead capture technologies of the time to build and grow their business. What do I mean by that? Very simply this. There is a movement in marketing which is consistent, and it is being driven by the marketing PR companies of the world. This is nothing new I'm about to share with you, just to illustrate the point. And that is that we must advertise our businesses to bring people through the doors. Yes? Well, yes, of course, we have to do that. How do the marketing and PR companies make their money? Will they put the ad packages together? Yes. What's going to happen if we stop putting together ad packages? Well, number one, we're going to stop getting our business exposed and people are going to stop coming through the door. Yes? Well, obviously. So, therefore, why am I suggesting that you shouldn't be spending so much money on your ad packages? Simply this. Because if you put just a small slice of that towards your lead capture strategies and start building a database and then marketing to that database and following up with that database within your business, you can literally slash your advertising packages costs by 50%, 80%. I've actually seen some business owners be able to slash it, yeah, to zero by 100%. Simply meaning they didn't need to spend money on those $40,000 TV ad campaigns anymore, because what they did instead was spent $5,000 a month on keeping in touch with their customer databases and asking for referrals and building and growing their business that way. And that was what they did. It's just a strategy. But of course, that's good for the offline world. What do we do in the online world? Well, there is this thing. It's called the sale. And it's important because nothing matters more to any business, of course, than the sale. Well, yes, that is the truth. But there are actually different levels of sale that we need to be aware of. And these are determined by your purpose, as we discussed in success checkpoint number 3. Now, for some websites, and I alluded to this just in the previous audio, for some websites, the sale is made when the customer comes and they simply subscribe to a free newsletter, special report, or whatever, something in exchange for their name and email address. Yes? Okay. Well, what if your product or your service, you know, is really worth more than just a special report? Perhaps you can extend that in some way and even mail them something physically through land mail. Of course, if you have an upsell product of significant value, it is cost effective to do this. If you're just delivering some little digital product for $50, well, no, it wouldn't be viable to do that. So then you can build your database not just with a name and email list, but also with land mail details, the real stuff that's worth real money. Let us mail something to you, not just send it through the email, is what I'm suggesting. But again, that will be determined by your purpose and what your, you know, expectations of your customers are. If I go back to the earlier example, where I mentioned about the investment banking firm, do you think it would be feasible that an expectation of such a customer would be to receive a package by mail, actually in their post office box or home mailbox, if, you know, someone's asking them to go and invest $50,000, $70,000, $150,000? Well, hell yeah. That would be part of my expectations, and I'd want a pretty damn swishy package as well. While we're at it, I wouldn't want a 12-page special report with a couple of audios linked in. Now, a special report, however, like this one, is quite sufficient to meet the needs of the enthusiastic business owner who says, well, I need someone to help me fix up my website. How do I know if these people actually know what they're talking about? How do I know that they're not going to rip me off? How do I know that they're going to meet the needs of my customers? Well, in this case, this, you know, 12, 15-page special report with audio that you can get through in, you know, an hour and a half or so, not too much time over a few days. MP3s, pop them on while you're in the car. Easy to do. That's okay for my industry. But what's needed for your industry? This is the question that I'm asking you. How are you going to capture the details and the information of your people when they come to your page? These are the things that you need to do. These are the questions that you need to consider. And if you're really not sure what you should be doing, well, why don't you ask your customers? What would they want? Run a survey if you're brand spanking new right there on the main page and ask them. And of course, what do you do after you've asked them? Well, would you like to get that particular report we're going to put together for free? Enter your name and email address here and we'll send it straight to you. There are so many different ways. So when someone comes to your website, it's vitally important that your purpose be clear to them and you've made your intentions known through your sales copy, and the roadmap is really simple to take them from where they are to where you want them to be. You want them to either buy your free report with their contact details, that's the currency exchange, or you want them to actually purchase something with their credit card online, but it depends on the needs of the customer and it depends on the needs and the purpose of your business. What you need to do is have these two things align. So can you see that? You know, there's more than just one thing that needs to occur to make this happen. I guess it's almost like the equinox. The planets need to align, but it can happen every single day and every single time someone comes to your website, not just, you know, once every X many years. Give those things consideration and then we'll click over to the next audio. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com and .com.au. Signing off. I'll talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.